listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about Adam's fall and our fall, reading to you from Romans chapter 5, verse 12, where we read this. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. Among educated people today, a literal belief in Adam and Eve is pretty unfashionable. Yet, if we are to agree with the Apostle Paul, we should believe in a literal Adam. You can see more of that in Romans chapter 5, verse 14. If you want to agree with Jesus himself, then you should believe in a literal Adam. Jesus referred to Adam literally, in a literal context, in Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 through 6. If we believe what the Bible tells us about Adam, we see that he was recreated perfectly innocent of all sin. When God said that all things were good, he said it after he created Adam. But Adam didn't stay perfectly innocent. When he rebelled against God's command to not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he took evil advantage of the one thing God told him not to do. Now, every day we are confronted with a virtual smorgasbord of sin, but Adam could only sin in one way, and he found a way to do it. Do you remember the last time that you felt that you had disappointed God? What was your first reaction as soon as that sense was over? Probably you were filled with a new resolve to never do such a terrible thing again. You likely felt that even though you had done something bad, you could make a new start of things from that point on. Can you imagine that Adam and Eve felt the same thing? You know, they probably said to each other, look, we've done something terrible, but we never have to do it again. Let's make a clean start from this point on and never disobey God again. Now, obviously, if they ever made such a promise, they failed. And so do we. You see, ultimately, the history of man from Adam's sin onward is a downhill slope. Things go from bad to worse. We advance in technology and we advance in our cultural sophistication, but all it seems to do is provide us with better and more complicated ways to sin. Adam and Eve must have been stunned to find that not only they had sinned once, but also now they were in the grip of sin. Since we are all born sons of Adam and daughters of Eve, we're caught in the same grip. Now, no matter what powerful things humanity accomplishes, such as putting a man on the moon or destroying the world with nuclear weapons, we can't just stop sinning. When Adam and Eve fell, they unleashed the second most powerful force that is ever present in the universe, the sin and the rebellion of man. Now, I said it's the second most powerful force because the only thing more powerful than the sin of man is the love of God. Romans chapter 5, verse 20 tells us, where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. We can't stop sinning, but we can't out-sin the grace of God. You see, no one is rejected before God because they are too great of a sinner. No, they'll be rejected because they have not believed on Jesus and received his grace. He is God's provision for sinners like Adam and sinners like us. Are you believing on Jesus now? Have you thanked him for his grace today? That what he gives you in Jesus is greater than what you lost in Adam.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.